by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Comforter is our helper. We are grateful. Thank you for ministering spirits. Even Lord, that is in charge of this commission. Lord, we thank you. We ask for grace for alignment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We say to you be the glory. I ask for utterance by your spirit. And understanding, let it be upon us all. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I greet every one of us in Jesus' name. It's a good thing to gather here again to be blessed of the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity. I will thank God for how God has been sustaining us, blessing us, strengthening us, giving us strength. I also want to thank God for God's servant, our daddy, Pastor Meke Eguchukwu, and our mommy, Mommy Lillian Eguchukwu. Under them, we have been blessed, and we are still going to be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. I want to believe that we are blessed last Sunday's service. How many of us was able to go back to that teaching, either download or go through the manual? Because that's how we grow. Imagine when you go to class, some of us that are doing one course or the other, you sat under the tutelage of your lecturer. And after that teaching of that course, you just keep the textbook and you'll be waiting for the day of exam. It doesn't work that way. So let's be encouraged to trust God to keep, you know, ourselves abreast in what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, I don't know how many of us listened to R.H. Tas' Revelation Hour yesterday. It was a great blessing. God gave our pastor, Pastor Tope, a lot of utterance, and he was under great anointing to teach or to minister that yesterday. I will encourage us to find grace to listen to that message again. It will deliver us. The prayer that Pastor Pope was leading this morning was fetched from that ministration. And I pray as we advance in following, the end of it is that we will lay hold on eternal life in Jesus' name. Praise God. All right, we'll continue where we stopped last week, Sunday. We are still in the building, the house of God. And the topic, spiritual warfare against the formation of stone. And we understand, we are taught what stone is, a try stone, a precious cornerstone, and a sure foundation. We are taught that stone is Christ. Praise God. Jesus said to Peter, thou art what? What's the name we call him? Peter was called, what's the name of Peter? Simon Barjona. So Jesus now called him, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Why? Because Peter was able to see Christ. God by revelation opened his eye to see that life. And that life is embodied in the Lord Jesus. was embodied in the Lord Jesus. Peter saw that was hidden in the eyes of men by revelation. And Jesus declared that upon that unveiling, upon that revelation, that the church of God will be built based on that revelation. Praise God. So we are only going to be built according to the curriculum of God for us by revelation of Christ, which is a foundation. Praise God. And we have been told under our parents that we can't access the person of God except we receive him who God has sent, the gift of God. Christ is the gift of God to humanity. As a result of fallen state of man, the only solution out of that state is to come into Christ. Praise God. So it's a privilege having identified with Christ, even by believing in him as you confess the Lordship of our Lord Jesus, and sought to be learned of the person of Christ is a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are looking at spiritual warfare against the formation of stone. Praise God. Part 2. Last week we looked at part 1. Today we are going to look at part 2 by God's grace. Praise the Lord. All right. Spiritual warfare against the formation of stone. Now when we talk about warfare, those days, our warfare is always in the corner those days. But thank God for light. Thank God for understanding. Thank God for where we are. Thank God for the grace that God has given to our parents that we are submitting to. Now, in the past meetings ago, I may not really remember the time it was preached. Okay, I think it was in a single summit. Our daddy, Reverend Kayode Oyegoke, said something. He said, men on earth here are living the life of heavenly life. I'm paraphrasing that word. Now, of course, we know there are perverted heaven and there is right or upright heaven. So, the life that was given to natural man cannot be found as a result of what invaded mankind that is higher than mankind. Now, why is it a warfare? Now, man is a field or play or display of war. God is doing everything by his grace to come into us like who? According to the theme of this lesson, building the house of God. God is building his house. And of course, Satan also has gone ahead to occupy the house. So God and Satan want to take over an entity called man. So that is why it is a warfare. Now, the psalmist said, what is man that you are mindful of? Why is God after man? And why is Satan after man? Now, the Bible told us in the book of Genesis that God created man in his own what? Image. And his what? Likeness. So there is an intent. God has a vision for mankind. But of course, God also has an enemy. The enemy of God is Satan. So the enemy of God can't directly attack God, because he doesn't have what it takes to attack God. But what he does was go after what God is after. And that is mankind. Praise God. But from the beginning, it was not so. The enemy of God called Satan today was a being created of God, was fashioned to perform services to God. But he fell from his state and turn against God. And for that is sin. And after his sin, he went after God, but not directly to get to God, to, you know, to fight God directly, but he went after what God had. It's because God talked about David. He said, I have found a man after my what? My heart. So Satan went after what God is after, which is man. So that is why it became a warfare. So you and I is a feud or play of spirits that want to take over or want to inhabit us as their house. But the latter, which is Satan, is a thief because he didn't create man. God created man. God has intent. He just an usurper. He just want to come into man to reap where he didn't sow, quote unquote. But thanks be to God that even after Satan invaded mankind, God didn't lose hope. There is a solution for us to come back to God even after the fall. I was listening to Pastor Ayo last 2 Saturdays. And when I got home, it got me thinking. After listening to that message, he said something as concerning the everlasting life. Because Satan himself is everlasting being, according to the teachings, based on the scriptures that we have heard through our parents. So if Christ has not come, this world, which God promised that world, heaven and earth shall what? Pass away. Why? Because what? There's a remedy, a solution to that that Satan tampered with. But if Christ has not come, believe me, heaven and earth wouldn't have passed away. There wouldn't have been a promise of the passing away of heaven and earth. Why? The Bible said that sin reigns. The reigning of sin is the reigning of Satan. Praise God. By one man, sin entered. So, there was a place sin was. So he now saw a way or an avenue to invade the earth. So he had to pass through the owner of the earth called man, Adam and Eve. Because God created in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27 and God gave them dominion over the earth. God gave them charge over the earth. So the earth was subdued under them. They are the prince and the kings of the earth. The earth respond at their beckon, at their call. That was the reason when he was naming that which God created, animals, he was able to know the intent of God in those animals. He could call them by their genetic code. They respond by giving them name. Name is a response of life. Praise God. And coming, we are just looking at spiritual warfare. Praise God. Now, this is simple. The warfare we are fighting is the warfare of life. The warfare of wisdom. The warfare of life and the warfare of wisdom. If you are still fighting this warfare based on carnal way, will be subject to be under the power of Satan. Remember, Jesus, when he was the enemy was about to apprehend him to go and crucify, Peter was there. But Jesus was fighting the war by wisdom. But because Peter has not been brought in that pedestal, Peter responded in flesh. Jesus had to stop him and say, stop. Why? He brought out knife wanting to defend Jesus. In his right mind, he loved Jesus. But he missed the target because with that, he can't fight the spirit that was after Jesus. He brought out his knife and what? The Bible says he caught the ear of one of the high priest's servants. But Jesus, our Lord, picked the ear and fixed it back and said to Peter, the warfare is not this way. If you follow this way, you will miss the warfare. Today, so many of us are fighting Satan on that still the same way. And we are losing every day. In so many centers, that's what people refer as warfare. I remember so many years ago, I used to belong to a prayer group called Battle Axe Prayer Force Evangelical Camp. Praise God. It's a very big prayer group. Praise God. Now, if we have been in EGFOS for so many years, maybe about 15 years and all that, there was a bus I used to come to EGFM then. I used to drive down to EGFM. That was the bus of the ministry. And somehow, I was highly placed in the sense that I was second to the leader of the ministry. I was so young, praise God. We travel so much, state, what we call deliverance, whatever, praise God. I remember one of our pastors among us went for what we call land liberation. Somewhere, it was a community that invited us to pull down what they call their shiran. No, it was a family. So when we get to that community, we saw the temple of the shiran, and they say, men of God, this is the place. And we said, this is the war. We have to fight the war. Praise God. But us. And what was our war? Chain hand, Baba Saka, Brorobosi, Brala, that says that, and all that. And God was glorified anyway. But where I'm drawing at was one of our brother, one of our pastor, this thing becomes so intense, the community, you know, when it goes for something, the community will just stay by the side and be watching home video. We'll be in the center of the field. But after all the process of prayer, the guy got angry and angry in the flesh. He went and picked big stone and stoned the shrine. Barabo Shaka Brogodosia. What does he say? He picked stone and stoned the shrine as in he believed that he was stoning Satan with tongues. Ribra Gambando Sakabaya. Praise God. So that was what we call warfare. Because of the state we were. And up to today, some quarters is still the same way. But if we remain in that place, we'll still be under the subject of Satan. We won't overcome. In fact, he'll be pouring us oil to continue. Because the weapon of our warfare, the Bible said, it is not carnal, but what? Mighty true God. Pulling down what? So it's not the thought, imagination. That have to do with wisdom and knowledge. Now, if we are in this company and you follow this assembly for 2-3 years, and you still believe somewhere in your heart that the reason why something is not working somewhere for you, either marriage or business or whatever, is that somewhere, somebody, somewhere is doing you with something. That means that you've really not understood what the message has been preached in this place. Now, am I saying that people are not doing certain things? They are doing certain things. But if you find yourself in this place, because imagine here I am and somebody in that express is using cane to wipe me. Because he's not seeing me. We are not in the same place. So he can't get to me. So know that where you are, those spirits, demons,
are not to where they can reach you. But they can reach you if you are ignorant. In other words, wisdom is demanded in this. The wisdom is the unveiling of the knowledge of Christ that God has given to us. Coming into that knowledge is a stage for warfare. Praise God. But who are they fighting? They are fighting a life that is in us, which is Christ. The formation as a result of the tutelage, doctrines that we have received and that we are still receiving. The enemy is fighting against that life because when they tamper with that life and we lose faith in that hope, in that life, then we will be open for him to take advantage of us anyhow. Praise God. But know firstly that we have been blessed to find ourselves in this company. Because that is the beginning of what? Deliverance. So therefore, we are blessed by the word that we have received. If we receive it by faith and give ourselves to that, the word. If you are here for whatever reason, you are trusting God for conception. And that is yet to happen does not mean. I'm talking of those who are in this company. Does not mean that the one mother-in-law somewhere that is still holding you somewhere. If you still have that mindset, you've not understood the message. Praise God. We are talking about war, spiritual warfare against the formation of stone. Praise God. But you know, the Bible said that Jesus has destroyed Satan, isn't it? But Satan is still walking. But the Bible said Jesus has destroyed Satan. So where is Satan? Praise God. I want to give us an example. Nigeria as a country is colonized by what? The British. Is the British government still here today? Physically? But they are here. There was a time that we are here. And in state, and in fact, they are the one that bring us together and all that. Praise God. And they were ruling us. And how were they ruling us? Before they came, do we have something that was ruling us? Probably yes. And when they came, what happened to what we have as a law? It has to be because they can't rule us by our law. They have to step down our laws and bring their word, impose, thank you sir, that is the word, impose their law for us to live by. And they govern state and govern every one of us, govern the state entirely, the state called Nigeria, or the country called Nigeria. And that's why today, do you know why you are speaking English? Is as a result of that. English is our general. So for them to unify all from different region and other, they have to give us the language. Praise God. So that if you are from Akwa Ibom and are from Delta, for us to relate, there must be a common thing that will relate us together. Because I can't speak your language, you can't speak my language. They have to give us a language called what? English, so that two of us can have a single language that we can interact with. And as that was done, after a while, it now became what? Our normal life. Now, if you go to school, if you want to do any course, one of the compulsory course to get admission in university that he must what? Pass what? English. But that English was not our, so to speak, our natural language. Now, every language has its culture. So they came to Nigeria and invaded us and imposed our law and they rule us. And after all agitation and all that, and we said we'll not go agree, at the end of it, what? They left. But as they left, what happened? There was something that they gave us. Wisdom of their life. So even as they left, they are still ruling us with that wisdom. Praise God. Now, God created man and gave man a law. Law is in the man that he created to run his life. That dominion is a law that he is to respond to be able to achieve the intent of God why he was created as a man here on earth. But a higher being called Satan, who fell from what? The highest heaven. In comparison, Adam is not to be matched with Satan. And that was the reason it was so easy for him to invade the man with wisdom. When he came and deceived the woman and the man, the devil brought out knife and said, if you don't eat this fruit, I will choke you now. What did he do? He sowed a wisdom that came, the wisdom that the man had come match up the wisdom. So he gave the man a kind of wisdom of life. And that man and the woman was looking at that wisdom of life and they begin to aspire it. And as they aspire it, that moved them to cut covenant with that life by eating the fruits of the tree of knowledge of what? Good and evil. And when that was done, what happened? The Bible says, and sin entered where? In where? Can you give me Romans chapter 5? Is it 5 or 6? Okay, it's 5. Okay, Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon men. For that, all have sinned. How? Sin is not earthly wisdom. Sin is heavenly wisdom. Perverted heavenly wisdom. The Bible says God created the cherubims, called them the morning what? Star. And they were created to give God a level of service. They are the highest creation of God. And the cherubim, Satan was among the cherubim created by God in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28 from verse 12. So he has a constitution of a higher degree of life. The higher spiritual you are, the more powerful you are. So we see the man who became Satan, who became sin personified. He sinned against God and was cast down. Praise God. Now, when he was cast down, the same wisdom, but though perverted, he brought it to what? To the earth. By how he sold the wisdom to man, and man bought that wisdom. And now what happened? Like I told you, using British as an example. What happened? The wisdom that was meant to run man called a living soul was stepped down. And another wisdom was given to run the earth, which is the wisdom of sin and death. So when you say fighting spiritual warfare, we know that the warfare we are fighting is the warfare of life, which is wisdom. Because what he sowed to the man is a way of life.
Praise God.
So you can't fight that warfare by carnal means, because it's not a natural, it's not an earthly being that you are dealing with. In fact, even the man in his right state that God made him, which is even as powerful as he is, that fallen spirit was able to, you know, take over that being and subdue that being and brought that being under subjection and rule over it. Not to talk of even in a fallen state to fight that being. You can't fight him. You're fighting him with whatever wisdom outside the wisdom of God is using his tools. Of course, he can't use his tools. Praise God. I was driving with one old minister of the gospel so many years back. He came to our church then, so I was told to take him to a hotel where he was to lodge. So two of us was in that car, were driving. So we got a roundabout. Immediately went to corner to enter a place. This damper driver, the judge, which speed ram, almost wanted to buy the car. And the same man, the same driver, bring his head out of the window, was waka, all kind of thing. No, naturally, ordinarily, you come out and say, is there something wrong with you? That is Piakana. But what that man says, an elderly man, what that man says baffled me up to today. Me being a little boy and as flesh the way I was then, was angry. You don't see what he do? He not tap me. He said, leave him. He said, if he respond within that way, he said, you have been brought to his state. So he is in a state. So that action is to pull you down from where you are to where he is. Praise God. In us, see the warfare we fight as a couple, as a husband and wife. I no agree, I no go agree. And it results to wars. Sometimes those who are almost down to the earth in terms of carnality will even raise their hands, even on their wife or their wife on their husband. During the week, somebody called me and said to me, in fact, he's about losing his marriage. That the worst part is that now that the wife will stage war and slap him. Bah, bah, bah. They have two kids. He says he's tired. And I said one day he loses himself. I now show him that he was a man. That was actually where Seth I wanted to bring him. Now, to him, he has showed him that he was a man. But in the realm of the spirit, he has been brought what? He has been demoted. Now, the question is that what the wife did, is it right? So, our warfare are not carnal. It's a warfare of wisdom. And we can't fight our warfare if we don't have the wisdom of Christ. Praise God. Let us read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14. I want every one of us to read that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14. 1 Corinthians. Are we there? Praise God. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, what things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But this natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually what? Design. So if you can't design the things of the Spirit, you can't fight the war of the Spirit. Praise God. Let us all read what we read last week, Sunday, Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 17. Praise God. Are we there? Okay. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, what is wise? The wisdom of the devil, the craftiness of the devil, the scheme of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in what? In high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fearing doubts of the wicked, and take what? The helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Praise God. Now, we've been given the description and the manner of the war that we are engaging to. Praise God. Now, we've been told that the beings we are fighting are principalities and powers. You know, called principas. Principalities and powers. Now, how can you fight the princes, principalities with natural weapon? So when I say that without coming into knowledge, we'll lose out the battle. The knowledge of Christ. So the teachings of Christ is to equip us what? For warfare. Why is it warfare? Because we are going to God. Someone wants to stop us. Therefore, we must fight. And our fight is not by our strength, it's by the substances of God who want us to come to him. He gave us the weapon for that fight. Praise God. Now, if we don't know the weapon, or if we neglect the weapon, then we'll be what? Automatically, we'll lose the battle. Already. Warrior's man is not the living soul law again as a result of what invaded what? Mankind. As the Bible said, what? Sin through man, what? entered what? Into the world. Now, like Pastor Tucker was teaching yesterday, what is sin? Praise God. In our last Sunday, in our last study, we, by the grace of God, began to look at the issue of spiritual warfare. We saw how Christ, the power of God. Now, Christ is what? The power of God. Praise God. How? So many years ago, I have an uncle, the elder and the younger, but the two of them, they are my uncle. So one day I was told that they were fighting and the elderly one injured the younger one. These are uncles in their 40s to 50s. Those days I was much more younger. But I was in faith to a degree I've received the level of God's knowledge by sitting under the teachings of God through our parents. Praise God. So when I was told, so when I looked at the two of them, so the elderly one that injured the younger one was still, you know, showing down. And I said to them, I said, we don't show power by the physical strength that we exert. If for any reason Pastor Kule, my brother, offended me and the response of a fallen man maybe step on my toe is for me to what? But do you know when he stepped on my toe, as in the state I was at that time, there will be war inside me to do what? To respond back in retaliate. Thank you, Daddy. But if I have received the gospel, something inside of me will be telling me don't do that as a result of what I've heard. Now, if I ignore that voice and go back to Pastor Kule and march him back, what happened to me? I don't have strength. It takes more power to resist that voice than the physical power that you used to launch on that person. Your husband might be powerful than you in the sense that as a wife, you are voicing all kind of things, wanting him to react and he keep quiet. And to you, is an ole or there. But you know, it was power that held him because physically he's stronger than you. That if he's to respond in the same manner, he will injure you. But aside that, for him to be an advantage, the advantage is that he has the strength more than you physically. But for him to be in that state and yet and hold himself, it is power that's responsible to that. So we know power, not because of the physical expression, but for what we submit to. Now, does it look like warfare? But that is warfare. That is warfare. For we wrestle not against what? What is responsible to that person is not that person. There is what? The princes, or there is spirit, demons. That is after your growth and your advancement. So because of that person is susceptible to that spirit, he perched on that person. The person is not the target. You are the target. Now, knowledge will make you know that my wife and my brother is not the problem. There's a spirit behind that. And if you know that, that knowledge will help you not to respond the way that spirit would have you respond. That's warfare, winning warfare. Praise God. So, spiritual warfare. Again, the formation of stone, Christ. We have received Christ to a measure. But there's war against that Christ. Because Christ is the one or the knowledge or the life that will take us to God. So the essence is for us not to get to God. So he brought all kind of things to keep us in a state. Now, I quoted Pastor Ayo last two Saturday. He said something which got me thinking. I go home, I was thinking, as if Jesus actually has not come. Do you know that this world will continue forever? It's true. This world will continue because the being involved is an everlasting being. But how? Why? It will continue like that. He'll be shunning out his life. Amen. Because the Bible says, sin what? Reign. How did the sin reign? Now, of course, I am saying that in the response to what we call sin in the place that there are higher level of sin. Sin is also a life, an aspiration of life. Because the Bible said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, the measure of life pursuit. Like Pastor Tokwe was saying yesterday. Why is it that if I don't have good shoes, so to speak, and Pastor Samantha have good shoes, why will I be angry that Pastor Arthur is dressing better than I? Praise God. Because what sin taught us that we should be, first of all, preferred than our brother. But when you prefer your brother to yourself, what is it called? You are fighting a war. You are winning a war. This is our warfare. Spiritual warfare. Now, if you are looking at warfare in the area of somebody not wanting you to prosper naturally, not wanting you to make business headway, not wanting you to get what man defines as pursuit of good life, then you will lose what the sense of what war is. And if you lose that, that means we are still under the subject of Satan. Now, if we see warfare in the eyes of the knowledge of Christ by revelation, under the teachings of God, by the scripture, under our parents, that our pursuit and aspiration in life also is being inspired by princes, which we call our life. Sorry, while we're reading this man, I got a place I was just laughing. You know, those days, when you want to get admission, there are so many courses to read. Because I was looking at the philosophies of men. And I remember those days, you know, there are a course called, what's it called? Philosophy. Yeah, is it? There's a course. You want to, yeah? And now it's called the wisdom of what? Of life. Now, we go to school. I'm not saying if you've read that, that means you are, no. I'm bringing wisdom. Now, you know, it's an aspiration to study course like that, to just, what is the behind that course, to see how you can reign in this life and be placed in the advantage that this life has defined as a good advantage. But as good as that pursuit is, in definition of what we have heard, it is actually the pursuit of what? Death. Now, warring against that, is what we call what? Spiritual warfare. Praise God. Don't be angry with the course you are studying or you study. There's wisdom of God in all this. In as much as you are still hearing this course and you are following God, God is also blessing you like Pastor Tokwe taught us yesterday. You know, sometimes why you think that you are not measuring up because there's an aspiration to grow higher. There's a measurement. Sometimes you think that you are not growing. Based on the teaching that we heard from Pastor T yesterday, it's because of another measurement has been measured to you. And sometimes you forgot that the previous measurement, as a result of submission and obedience, you've been able to receive grace to be conformed in that state. And when another measure to you, you think that you are not growing. That thinking that you are not growing is because you are aspiring to come higher. That is a sign that you are growing. The Bible said in the book of Matthew, say, blessed is he who is thirsty and hungry after what? Now, if you are hungry and thirsty, that means you are blessed. So that hunger is as a result of blessing. Praise God. So when Satan wants to condemn you, you are not growing.
Inasmuch as the hunger for you to know God, you are growing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let's continue. Now, we are looking at the evil kingdom. The kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of God, is in two levels. The kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. Praise God. Also, the kingdom of Satan is also what? Divided into what? Two kingdoms. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of what? The beast or what? The dragon. Amen. Now, let's see the kingdom of this world. Some fallen angel that's where we read Ephesians 6, 12 to 17. It says some fallen angels possesses within themselves perverted kingdom. This constitutes the spirit of this world. They are what? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. These are Christ's anointed one of Satan. The spirit that makes men worldly, these are Christ of Satan, the spirit that makes men worldly. Actually, this world is a realm of different false Christ. The world is designed to perfect our Christ. This is why a believer should not love the world. Amen. The world is a perfect regimented with evil spirit, and that is why she is not innocent. To overcome the world is to overcome the darkness of this world. It will take doctrine of faith to charity, that is Christ, to overcome darkness of this world. Praise God. Let's see 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 13, verse 13. Okay. He said, and now abide what? Faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity. Praise God. We've learned of that. Let's proceed. Praise God. Now, we talked about the kingdom of this world. You know, when we are born into this world, we were born into an existing life. Not the life that God gave to man, a living soul, but the life that was sold to man after the fall. So, we are raised after that life. Now, this life is a wisdom of living. Praise God. Now, they define a life to us and said, when you are born, you go to school. When you come out from school, or you go into a trade or whatever field of pursuit you are into. And when you get to a certain stage, you get married. And when you get to a certain stage, after you get married, you have to give birth. You're also meant to have your house. You're also meant to have this and all that. This is a definition that we have been what? Given as a what? A way of life. How to survive here on earth. Praise God. Praise God. But in all this thing, it was a wisdom that was sold to what? To man. And the wisdom, the princes behind that wisdom has an intent. Praise God. So that man will remain here on earth. What I mean remain, I'm not saying that man will not die. I mean that our thought level will not go beyond the sphere of the natural that runs the fallen state of the earth. And if that is the state that man finds himself, that means that the ascension to God will not be given or will not be received by man. Praise God. Because going up to God is the defeat of the prince of this world. Now, God has given us wisdom to combat the system of this world. Remember that aliens invaded our world, which is sin, and gave us life, and gave us wisdom, and he gave
princes that manages those wisdom, and these princes are being possessed, are obsessed by men who churn out laws and how life should be defined. Praise God. Who are some of them are role models. Praise God. But in looking at that, we will not know there is another life because we have been born into it and we have been told that this is life. Just like a fish in the water doesn't know what it means to come out the surface of the earth to breathe. Because all that is meant to live is within the water jurisdiction. Praise God. Amen. It doesn't know there's a life outside the water. But thanks be to God that God has given us Christ. Now, Christ himself, of course, where we read, Satan also has his own word, Christ. Now, Christ is the wisdom of life. Now, the wisdom of Satan that he gave to his Christ or that his Christ uses to reign is not the same wisdom. Because that wisdom that Satan sold is called the wisdom of this world that defined how life should be run here on earth and in the state of falling, in a fallen state. The essence is that man will not go to God. But there's a hidden wisdom called Christ. Like Paul said, that wisdom was hidden in the eyes of men, was hidden in the eyes of creation. That wisdom was embedded in what? In God. Paul said that in due time, he revealed that wisdom to him. Even our Lord Jesus, when he came here on his earth, in the earth and walked here on earth, he grew into that wisdom and became it and lived by it. And from it, he was able to enter into everlasting life. From everlasting life, he was able to enter into what? Eternal life. But that life was not seen by men. Except the day Peter caught the revelation, but in receiving the revelation, he was not tutored after it. Because after then, when Christ was about to be crucified, what happened? He said to Christ, you will not be what? You will not go to the cross. And Christ said, you are opposed against the will of God. Praise God. But thanks be to God that God raised Paul to what? To give all the wisdom called Christ. It was revealed in him. And it was revealed through him. And that wisdom is the essence is what? To combat the system of the Christo or Satan called the life system, called the wisdom of this world that is being managed by princes and powers. Praise God. We are looking at war, spiritual warfare. Praise God. If we don't have the wisdom, well, we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 2, from verse 1 to 14. Now, you see how God displayed wisdom. Paul said, when I come to you, I didn't come to you with excellence of speech. Now, meekness is the wisdom of Christ that can destroy the wisdom of this world. Because the wisdom of this world is what? Pride. So, anti-pride is what? Meekness. So to destroy pride, there's a wisdom called meekness. To destroy what? Pride. There's a wisdom called meekness, which is the wisdom of Christ. If we live by that wisdom, we will destroy the word in us called what? Pride. Because pride is the system of life that set our soul to mankind. So against that life is Christ, which is the wisdom of God to combat that. That is meekness. Praise God. So having meekness as against pride is fighting spiritual warfare. When you submit to authority, what were you doing? You are fighting what? Spiritual warfare. When we prefer our brother to ourselves, what are we doing? We are fighting what? Spiritual what? Warfare. Praise God. So I want us to see the holistic view of spiritual warfare. Amen.
Praise God. Now, the kingdom of Satan, which is the kingdom of beasts. Let's see the book of Revelation chapter 13 from 1 to 17. Revelation chapter 13, 1 to 17. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his what? His power, and his what? His seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his head, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Praise God. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blaspheming against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with saints and to overcome them. And power was given over all kindred and tongues and nation. Praise God. Now, you know, the way this thing is rendered, it looks dramatic. But this is a war of wisdom. That wisdom is a system of life. This wisdom, called the wisdom of dragon and beast, is a system of life that is, when it comes, it will be appealing. Now, what do you think that the woman saw that was pleasant in her eyes? A tree to make one what? Wise. Did the Satan just came down with his tail and said, Satan, I want you to disobey God? No. Now, if we refuse the tutelage and the doctrine of Christ that has been given to us, we are open to coming to this level. Because there's going to be a higher wisdom of life that will be appealing to natural man. That if you don't live by that wisdom, people will think, have you not been among your peers? That due to what you are hearing, and the way they live their life, and they look at you so strange. Why are you not, you know, like some of you who are in school, that some friends will just go to club, do all kind of things, and you keep to the faith that you have received. That is the faith of Christ. And to them, you look as if this person, you know, why is she like this? But you know one thing, your presence there also is a judgment to them. That reaction is as a result of what? A combat of another life. Praise God. I just said that to also make us understand that, you know, this called the Bible says, may mention of leopard and all that. This is our wisdom of the dragon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is our strength in Jesus' name. Now, God make cherubims and bless them with a semblance of divine attribute, not the original. And that is the age. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that is the age they have over angels that are not in their realm. Satan fell from the realm where God kept the angel who are spirit. The realm referred to as Elohim. Praise God. Hebrews 1:7. Lucifer, who became the dragon, fell with the heavenly places. Fell with the heavenly places inside him.
So he also created his own kingdom with his stratas. In this kingdom, there were two major claims of the fallen angel. Spiritual wickednesses in high places, and also what? The dragon. The highest level of spirit in the kingdom of this world are called what? Rulers of what? The darkness of this world. Praise God. Remember when God encountered Paul in the book of Acts chapter 26 from verse 18, there was a commission that God gave him. And one of the commission is to what? To deliver men from what? Power of what? Darkness. And power of what? Satan. So that power of darkness is Christo or Satan. Praise God. So there are two folds of war that Paul is meant to what? Engage. So that mankind will come into the state that God has prepared for them. Praise God. One of them is the power of this world. Amen. Which is what? The system of this world. Which is the kingdom of this world. Which is the realm of this world. Praise God. Amen. And the other one is what? The power of Satan, which is what? The power of dragon himself. Now, these powers, as it were, are wisdom, are way of life. Now, to overcome them, we need to come into what? The knowledge that is above this knowledge, which is the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of what? God. Praise God. Because we have two kingdoms, as we have been told, with the kingdom of Christ and what? And the kingdom of what? God. So if we have the kingdom of Christ, we still have a war to fight in order to come into war, the kingdom of what? God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the highest level of spirit in the kingdom of this world are called what? Rulers of darkness of this world. But there is a higher dimension, which is the spiritual world, wickedness in what? In high places. Ephesians 6:12. Evil spirit called spiritual wickedness in high places are able to what? To do things that Satan what? Does. This fallen angel carry perverted money light. And they respond to revelation knowledge of God. Praise God. The objective of the kingdom of Satan. Now, the objective of the kingdom of Satan, let's look at the objective. Because what? There's an objective to what Satan is doing. It has an aim. Praise God. One, to make soul flesh. Now, we have been told, and some quarters, which also believe by confessing they can win warfare. No, warfare can be won by coming into the doctrine of the knowledge of Christ and of God. With that knowledge, you can be able to combat, because what we are fighting against is a nature that has been sold to us as a way of life. So confessing alone can't deal with that. We need anti-nature. A nature that will come in and what? And what? Deal with the nature that we have in us. Remember I told us earlier that when we began that man is just a field of the play of spirit that want to inhabit man and take over mankind. The time be to God that we have what? Jesus. Amen. God has given us the higher wisdom, and the wisdom is the wisdom of Christ and the wisdom of what? God. Amen. All this wisdom is embedded in our Lord Jesus. He expressed his wisdom and lived by it, and he overcame the world, and he overcame the dragon, and he's right now seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty. What? In what? On high. Why? He wore and he overcame and he sat. Praise God. So in this world, we are to war, or we are warring. We are expected to what? Overcome. As a result of what? The wisdom that's been given to us. And our overcoming, there is a target. They are saying that what we overcome, we also what? We will sit. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the enemy is not giving up. Also, God is not giving up. Praise God. Amen. Now, to make soul flesh, that is the word, the objective of the kingdom of Satan. Flesh, Romans chapter 8 verse 1, can we read it? Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no what? No condemnation to them which are what? In Christ Jesus. Who do what? Who confess? Who do what? Who walk not after what? But after what? So there is a walk we need to walk to overcome. So quoting it that therefore there's now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after, you know, it's not by that. It's a life expression. Doctrine has to be communicated to us. In that doctrine, we have to obey that doctrine as against the nature we have in us. So that overcoming that nature will come into a greater light that will make us to assess the life of God. Praise God. Amen. So flesh here is a reward of the kingdom of this world. That is the result of the inclusion of the word, in a man. A man is fully fledged when he has walked according to the word, alignment of the word. The will of the flesh of this world is what runs the kingdom of darkness. The will of the world is to make all men flesh. The reason some people cannot be brought to faith of the Son or to the will of God is that they are holding on to another word, we. They have a strong allegiance to the will of the world, which has made them world strong. That is stony-hearted. Thus, making them unyielding to God because of what? The will of this world. Praise God. Remember the objective of Satan is to make man what? Flesh. Now, flesh is enmity, what? Against God. For flesh and blood will not what? Inherit what? The kingdom of God. Now, what is flesh? Remember the book of Genesis. The Bible said, men have become what? Flesh. For therefore what? God was angry with mankind, and God came with the flood and destroyed what? The fleshly men. Praise God. Now, flesh is something that stood against God, or that is standing against God. Flesh is a way of life, a life that is not responding to God. Flesh is a way of life that doesn't want God to reign. Flesh is heavy. Flesh is what man, because Jesus said to Peter, when he was rebuking, he said, that severeth the thing that be of what? He was talking to Satan. That severeth the thing that be of what? Men, and not of what? God. So anything that you aspire that is within the reach of natural man, which man in the natural is also aspiring, and that you call your pursuit, will not be delivered from the world, the power of flesh, which is the power of this world. Praise God. So what are we pursuing? The Bible says in the book of Colossians, if ye be risen with Christ, what? Seek what? So there is things that we are meant to seek. Even as we trust God in your natural life, as we trust God in our natural life, we are not to live by it. Because that is not our definition. Like Jesus brought to our understanding before that we don't even know that taking thought, like somebody was teaching us during the, I think that was last week or so, we don't even know that taking thought on what to eat is a sin. It's a life of the flesh. But why are we taking thought? Because a life has been sold to us called the life of what? Fear. Which Pastor T yesterday, Pastor Tokwe yesterday was also teaching us. Praise God. So when man ate that tree, the first thing that happened to the mankind was what? Fear came. He received a wisdom called fear. That was the reason when God came in the cool, you know, to see man, he said, where is man? Where are you, Adam? He said, I heard your voice and I was what? Afraid. But the same God used to come in the cool of day and he fellowship with God and receive substances that will make him to what? Receive the wisdom of the tree of what? Life. He was receiving that wisdom as God was coming to him. But when he now take another wisdom, which is of Satan, what happened? Another seed was sowed to him and fear of survival. Praise God. He quickly sowed fig tree. To what? Protect himself. So he was not looking for God for protection. He was looking for protection himself, to protect himself. So when you lose our focus from depending on God to live, we are living in flesh. So we need a war fight, that warfare to overcome. And that is a wisdom that Satan sowed to us. Praise God. Amen. So the wisdom of the objective of Satan is to make men flesh. And when men become flesh, as it were, what will happen is that they will become an enemy to God. Praise God. Now, to cause soul to perish. John 3:16. The soul is an edifice meant to house God. But evil spirit know what to do to make God reject a soul as what? Habitation. When evil spirits have completely ruined a man, he is good for nothing but what? Burn. This is what is called what? Perishing. Fire is the end of every room building. We must understand that the word can lead a man to perish. Perishing itself is what? Executed by what? Another entity higher than what? What the spirit of this world can what? Achieve. Praise God. So there is a wisdom higher than the spirit of this world, which is the wisdom of what? The beast, the wisdom of dragon. Hallelujah. It starts with spiritual wickedness in high places. The greatest offering that the world is offering to man is what? Her false glory. What most men see as a future is the glory of fulfillment of becoming what? Something on earth. How many of us have this problem? Someone said, I will not leave this earth until I put my footprint on the sand of the shore. Now, such a person that has that drive, what do you think is running inside him? What do you think his pursuit is? Such a person submits to Christ? Now, if you have ambition to become something here on earth, I'm not saying that if you will be, as if you have ambition. You know, with ambition, it can break laws. Have you been in office? You are working in office and you are aspiring for promotion or a seat. Your colleagues, you can make them as a stepping stone to that. Sometimes some people go ahead by what? Sowing wrong seeds, saying something against their colleague to their boss in order for them to gain favor. Because what? There's an aspiration for a seat. Praise God. So if we have an aspiration to become something on earth, we will not be innocent. So what the teachings of Christ does to us is to kill ambition of becoming flesh. Because the end of everything, because in all this, the men are not looking, if I leave this flesh, what will become of me? Now, aside leaving this flesh, leaving your earth with such a wisdom is also a bondage. Because what? We will be a tool in the hands of Satan to run our life and to rule us the way he wants. Praise God. So to overcome that warfare, there is a knowledge, a doctrine called Christ, which is the wisdom of God, which is the power of God. Amen. So we can overcome the certain objective by submitting to the tutelage of the word, the knowledge of what? Christ. Praise God. The greatest offering that the world is offering to man is her false glory. What most men see as a future is the glory or fulfillment of becoming something on earth, even though it is all vanity. Vanity is different grade. Vanity is in different grade and form, but they are all of this world. Scripture therefore enjoins believer not to love the world. Praise God. Say, love not the world, nor the things of the world. So there is the world and there is things of the world. What is the world?
and what are the things of the world. Like I said, we are born into this world and we have been given a definition of what life is all about. And we are running after that. What is in the world? There is a competition. Before I will get to 50, I must have built my own house. It's the things of this world. So you set a target. And when you set a target and you start running it, in doing that, you break laws. Now, are we saying that having the house is wrong? No. Praise God. If we can trust what God say and submit to it, I tell you, all that we need at their timing, they will come to us. What did I say? At what? There is a set time for everything. And that set time depends on our growth. If we still remain in the same place, we are not making progress in the spirit. Yeah, we can't, and we will still be in the same place. And if God loves us, God will deny us that thing that we want to be. Because that will make us to begin to search for God. Now, the world has set a target. At so age, it must be this, it must be that. And if we run our life according to that wisdom, what will happen? We will be subject to Satan. Praise God. Amen. Like mommy told us sometimes, say God told her, I said, die to your age. That age is what? The definition that this system of this world set for mankind. As a certain age, you must marry. Like Pastor Yola was teaching us some time ago, can you just imagine in Genesis, look at those who got up to almost 900 years and 900 and something. He said, imagine a man who in his 400 years coming to the father, say, I've seen a babe. She's 250 years. You know, you look as if, is that actually true? You see what sin did to mankind? There is a workings of Satan in mankind. Now, sin even reduces us naturally, as in physically. Sin kills us faster. Praise God. The wisdom of this world, there is the wisdom of this world taught to men by evil spirits. They teach what they want men to know so that they can have edge over men. They teach men to control, For example, a whole lot of young men are making worldly covenant while working in the secular or corporate world. They see a world of promises and their soul make commitment to those promises. Fallen spirit can teach a man how to prosper in this world. They can give ideas to man. Principalities and powers are the ones behind the philosophies, rudiments of this world, traditions, which is commandments, praise God, of men. Philosophy is a strange Christ. It is means of love for the wisdom of this world. A philosopher is a lover of the wisdom of this world. Jesus dealt with the principalities and powers. He ended and turned all this power Satan bragged about to shred. Praise God. You know, those that we used to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says he destroyed Satan when he was laid on the cross and all that. And by so doing, you know, we've overcome Satan. It's good. But what that tells us is a doctrine that we need to come into, a learning, a wisdom that we need to come into that will make us overcome. Praise God. The wisdom of prince of this world. Satan is the prince of this world and he has princes. There are princes of this world that have the wisdom of this world. But some have a wisdom more than that. The weapon of faith can overcome the wisdom of this world. Our faith, according to 1 John 5:14, is meant for victory over the world, but not meant for the victory over dragon. Praise God. So there are starters, there are victories that we need to continue getting in order for us to what? Sit until we overcome the being called the beast and the dragon. Praise God. The path to overcome. Spiritual mindedness. Praise God.
Sorry, let's just read this. Romans chapter 8 from verse 5 to 7. Romans chapter 8, 5 to 7. All right. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Praise God. So you see what carnality can bring us into. Amen. Now a man cannot be free from flesh if he has not consciously and consistently minded the things of the Spirit. There is a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that can set a man free from the law of sin and death. Quoting, memorizing, or confessing scripture such as Romans 8:2 will not set man free, but walking in obedience to the law of life in Christ, we. You know, new creation reality, there are this area we quoting, we are this and we are that and we are that. After a while, because sometimes we are not sincere to ourselves. In the secret places, we still indulge in some kind of character. That means there is a force in us that is higher than what we are confessing. We need to do a work to undo the work that Satan has done in us. And by doing that work, we need to hear faith. We need to submit to the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. That teachings have to be what? Minister to us. We need to receive that teaching. The wisdom that destroys this world is the wisdom of what? Christ. To overcome this world is to receive the wisdom of Christ. Amen. Because the wisdom of Christ is designed to what? Destroy this world and to overcome the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be yet transformed. Praise God. Okay. A man cannot be free from flesh. Okay. We need to understand the true definition of freedom according to Romans 8. It is not just from freedom from work of the flesh like fornication, adultery, and others. It is a deliverance from another Christ called flesh. So flesh is also what? Christ. Christ is what? The wisdom of life. So when you live in the flesh, you are living a kind of Christ that is again the Christ that's meant for us to what? See God and lay hold on God. Praise God. Amen. Satan perverted his crystal, thereby concocting the state called flesh. A man cannot experience true freedom without receiving the revelation of Christ. Jesus brought a new way of thinking and a living as against that which men had accepted. Praise God. Which men has accepted love and become. God did not send Jesus to mankind just to make us nice in character. Christ was given to confront a false Christ that had been operating in us. Praise God. Be yet transformed. Romans 12, 1 to 2. A believer should not take to alignment with the world. A believer should not take the form or fashion of the world, but rather be cut out of her by transformation of the soul. To be transformed is to escape from being formed by or conformed to the image of this world. The intention of the world is to prevent man from what? Piercing into the world of invisible, which is what? God. All the offerings of the world are not guiltless. Praise God. So high places in this earth, the essence of it is not, who is behind this is not innocent. Our earthly academic enlightenment is nothing to evil spirit. Evil spirits offer inferior things compared to the things that they possess. They do this so that men can remain subservient to what? Their control. But the Lord is offering himself to all because he is what? True. Praise God.
Now, before I read the conclusion, now the whole of these things, we've seen the objective of Satan, we've seen the intention of Satan, but this, all this thing, we are in the war against the systems. Why are we in the war? Because we're already in that system. We need to come out of it. And to come out of it, we need to give ourselves to the world, the offerings of God. The offerings of God is the wisdom of Christ. Amen. The wisdom of Christ is anti the wisdom of this world. And when we have overcome this world, there still remains another war that we need to fight, which is the war of overcoming the beast and the dragon. These are high places of wisdom. Men on earth here, some men probably might have attained to this height of this, the wisdom of the beast to a little measure. Now, when you see the definition of life, what is painted to us as life is the wisdom of this world. Now, those who paint this life to us, who are princes, who are rulers, these men has attained to a level of life in that there are tools in the hands of Satan also to bring men under bondage that men will never aspire to come to the realm which God has prepared for us to come into. But we have the wisdom of Christ. Having come into this world, this company, praise God. Now, even churches to a degree are ignorant of this. What I mean, churches to a degree, is a level of the knowledge of Christ has not really fully entered into the church. And if that has not really fully entered into the church, that means to a degree, Satan is actually what? Working. He's having his way. Now, to overcome that, we need to come to where the knowledge of Christ can be fully taught so that we can overcome the world. Praise God. Conclusion, the excellence of the wisdom which comes from knowledge is that it gives life to them that what have it. I would like God to read Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. For wisdom is a defense and money is also what? A defense. So wisdom is a defense and money is also what? A defense. But what? The excellence of knowledge is that what? Is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. So if you don't have the wisdom of Christ, you don't have the life of Christ. If you don't have the wisdom of God, you don't have the life of God. So receiving the wisdom of Christ is receiving the life of Christ. So if we've not received the life of Christ, we only confess it. And we have not received it, and it becomes our life, we cannot war against this world. In fact, we will not even see the reason to war. What will make us see the reason to war? Because there is a knowledge that has been given to us for us to see the nakedness of this world. That this world has enslaved men under her. Praise God. So it's a privilege for to have received to see the light called Christ and to walk in that light. Praise the Lord. The way of the lively stone is wisdom. In other words, wisdom supplies life to flesh in order to make it a stone. It is not easy for a carnal man to rise up out of flesh, because flesh life is also wisdom weaved. The bondage of unrepentant carnal men is that they are wisely instructed. This is why they think they are wise in their own eyes. Evil spirit bind men in wisdom. In such a way, the men, including the kings of this earth, will defend their bondage and will not want to be set free. Our victory over the kingdom of darkness is guaranteed as we yield to what? The revelation of what? And what? So to free from this world and from the dragon, we need to yield to what? The revelation of what? Of Christ and of what? Everlasting life. Praise God. Now, Paul was writing to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2. He was displaying the word of wisdom to them. See, if this wisdom of this, the word, the prince of this world, if they had known, they would not have what? Crucified who? The Son of Glory. Now, praise God. That means the wisdom of Christ is stronger and higher than the wisdom of the prince of this world. So that was the reason it was they were blind. And they went ahead to crucify Christ in doing that, not knowing that it was what? The end of this world, the world. Praise God. So how we overcome this world is by we giving ourselves to the wisdom that God is bringing on our way. And in coming to that, there is an engagement, we're an engagement of warfare. Because the weapon of our warfare are what? Not. Are not what? Carnal. Remember, we are fighting what? Spiritual warfare against the formation of stone. Praise God. How do we fight this war? In the war of wisdom. So if you reject knowledge, you are rejecting life. We are rejecting to overcome this world. Now, if our warfare is based on the natural, we will not overcome this world. So we have to take our warfare to the spirit where Christ is. And by that wisdom, we can overcome this world. Praise God. You know, the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, men will narrowly look at Satan and say, are you the one that deceived the whole world? How? When the knowledge of God has filled the earth. When the knowledge of God has come, men will now see true life and they will now see Satan who he is. Now, why Satan is gaining advantage today? Because men doesn't know him. There's a way we think Satan is and that who Satan is. Satan is beyond the man that will long term, will black and will horn and all that. Satan is a wisdom. He deceived the first man in his high state of a living soul because of the state the Satan was before he failed. So today, if we reject the knowledge that's coming to us, we will not overcome the world that we are into. So I want us to trust God in this teaching and believe God that by so doing, we can overcome in Jesus' name. Praise God. Understand?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? I want us to appreciate the God, grace of God over our pastor. Can we just appreciate him? Can we do that again? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm very sure that we are blessed. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. The Lord will increase you in Jesus' name. We thank God for your life. I was just looking at Pastor the way he was just tearing the thing. He was not going through the study, but he took time, ran through the study without even going through it by just talking. And a lot of us were waiting when will he start reading, but not knowing that he had already gone through the study. Praise God. That's a special grace. I don't think I can do that. Me, I have to read line one and then trust God for inspiration to explain. But Pastor went through it, taught it, and then, you know, began to read again and then was explaining. Thank you so much, sir. That's a special grace, and I really I appreciate that in your life. God bless you and increase you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't have anything to say, but just to reemphasize what Pastor has said. Hallelujah. I know that we have been building. How many of us know that God is, we are in a building? Our life is a building, because that's the essence of this study. The essence of this study is to build the house of God. We are God's building, that God is building. How many of us know that we are not a finished building yet? We are not, because we are not seated on the throne. Praise God. I know I am not finished. Maybe Sister Queen is finished. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are not finished. We are not finished. We are not finished project. We are still an ongoing project. We are ongoing project. Thank God we are not abandoned projects. Praise God. What did I say? If we are abandoned, we are most of our men all miserable. Praise God. And God will not abandon us in Jesus' name. How many of us know that God is much eager to make sure that we become his own house? Why do I know that? It's because of the teaching that is coming to us. for the Lord to be taking his time to be teaching us line upon line, precept upon precept, is because he has us in mind. He wants us to become a finished house, a house that can inhabit God. A house, you know, Bible talks about being a household of God, a house that can hold God. Praise God. A house that can hold God is a house of knowledge, is a house of wisdom, is a house that has laws kept inside of him or her. Praise God. That's what God is doing. God is teaching us his house. God is showing us mercy. God is teaching us how to become that building that can house God. Praise God. You know, we have physical buildings that can house physical things. But God is looking for a spiritual house that can house nothing physical but God. Is that not a privilege? That's a blessing. Praise God. Just the knowledge of that, that God is building me to become a house that can house him, for me, is a blessing. Praise God. So we must know that, and this study is telling us, it started from last week, how we are fighting a spiritual warfare against our formation. Formation is becoming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So one thing we must understand from this study today is that we must understand that we are in a spiritual warfare. Can we say that again? Can we say that we are in a spiritual warfare? We must understand that. Very, very important. If you sleep over it, you will be taken over by evil spirits that are waging war against our formation. Spirits are not sleeping. Praise God. They are not smiling at us. Because the things that are coming to us are things that will bring them down. So we are in a spiritual warfare, not a physical warfare, as Pastor has rightly explained. It's not a physical warfare that when you are coming next Sunday, come with your AK-47. Have you seen some people praying with AK-47? You've not seen that video. How many of us have seen that video? You have seen it, my sister. Yes. They go to church with AK-47 and say, spiritual warfare, oh yeah, kill the devil. Praise God. It just shows how Satan has reduced us and has reduced everything that God, you know, has ordained for us. You define everything to be physical in your life. You know, it's a demotion. It shows that the Lord needs to help us so much to appreciate spiritual warfare. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about spiritual AK-47, no. I mean physical, you know, double barrel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan won't come. You know, imagine when Pastor was teaching, I was just, you know, when Pastor was ranting about, I was just thinking, imagine fighting American government and then you have to trust them for the weapon. You know, when Pastor was talking about, you know, fighting Satan with what he has given you. You know, that was what I was seeing. You know, just imagine fighting American government. Eh? But you have to trust, because you know, Nigeria, we can fabricate. Maybe we can make toothpick. Praise God. God will have mercy on us. Praise God. No, we have to depend on them to give us weapons to fight them. Okay, so imagine what they will give us. Would they give us what they are using? So imagine using what Satan has fabricated and formed to fight Satan. What do you think will be happening? He will follow you. Praise God. So that's the wisdom that we must understand. That's what I kept saying. So we are in a warfare, and this warfare is against our formation. This warfare is against our becoming. This warfare is against our growth and our development in the spirit. This warfare is a warfare of wisdom. High wisdom. I don't want to repeat so many things. Yesterday's message by Pastor Tokwe and today's meeting has answered it all. Satan is a being decked with wisdom, everlasting wisdom. You can't overcome him without the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom of God. And Pastor has explained it. The wisdom that God gives is not like the wisdom of this world. It's a wisdom that looks like foolishness. It's a wisdom that when you look at it, you can despise it. It's a wisdom, you know, it's a wisdom, as Pastor was saying, to be meek. It's a wisdom to be humble. It takes power to be humble. It takes power not to respond or not to revile when somebody is reviling at you. That's wisdom. Praise God. That was high wisdom for Jesus to lay down his life. Imagine he had not done it. We'll be at the mercy of the devil. And that is it. We'll be at the mercy of the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are in a spiritual warfare. Number two, we need to know to enable us to overcome. We just need to know. First, I'm just summarizing. We are in a spiritual warfare. The warfare we are fighting is not carnal. We read it in the scripture. 2 Corinthians said the same thing. That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are strong in God, in pulling down strongholds. Look at it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. True God. True God. It has to be true God. If it's not coming true God, forget about it. Forget it. You can't pull down nothing. It has to be true God. To what? To pulling down strongholds. Things that have held us and are still holding us. They are stronger than man. I'm telling you, Satan is stronger than man. Are we exalting Satan? No. But if you are not ignorant of your enemy, you will be defeated. Nobody is exalting Satan. Nobody is giving you Satan consciousness or sin consciousness. But if you are, I don't have sin, I don't have sin. Okay, we don't have sin. You don't have sin. We thank God for your life. But we still know that laws of sin are still in our members. We know that by mercy and true teaching, sin is beyond what you commit physically. Sin is a life. Praise God. Sin is an offering that Satan has offered man, and man has bought into and has become a lifestyle. So when you are attacking sin by fruits of this fruit, what you see in the physical, you are not dealing with sin. Go to the root of the matter. And that's what Christ will do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in pulling down strongholds, yes, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against what? The knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So there is knowledge that can overcome Satan. Praise the Lord. So we need knowledge to overcome. Bible says that a man of knowledge increases strength. Can we see that scripture? Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24. I just want to read it quickly. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge. Can we see verse 1? Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Yes. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk what? Mischief. Yes. Through wisdom and house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Praise the Lord. We need knowledge. We must understand, as we are understanding that we are in a spiritual warfare, what will guarantee our success or our victory in this warfare is increase in knowledge. We must not relent. We must not give up. We must acquire knowledge. Keep acquiring knowledge. Knowledge will produce something in you called strength. Strength to walk contrary to what Satan has worked in us. That's That's knowledge. Knowledge will produce and generate a power to walk contrary to what Satan has defined life to be. You need knowledge. You can't do it ignorantly. Praise the Lord. So while we are coming to church and we are learning Sunday school, you are streaming meetings, is because you want to what? Acquire knowledge. Want to acquire knowledge. Not head knowledge. Not head knowledge. Want to understand. Understanding must come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we began to also see that the kingdom, the evil kingdom, the divisions in the evil kingdom, how this world, the kingdom of this world is defined. Principalities, powers, rulers of this darkness. Why? It's because they have, you know, Satan doesn't have original. Satan only copied. Because he fell from a realm called originality. Now he copied what he saw. Praise God. We have the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. So when he was falling down, he fell with a prototype. That is why we have the kingdom of this world and also what? The kingdom of the beast. It's just an anti. Something that is just an opposite of what God is doing. Praise the Lord. But thank God, the antidote to the kingdom of this world is the knowledge of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, one where we read, he said that actually this world is a realm of different false Christs. The world is an array of Christ, anointed ones. It's full everywhere. It's everywhere. Anything about this world is anointed. Praise God. But the world is designed to perfect her Christ. This is why. I'm just reading what is in the manual. This is why a believer should not love this world. I remember Daddy Ogekewel ministering. He said that any man that cannot resist the love of this world will not be able to resist the beast. If you love this world, there is every high tendency, 100% tendency, that you will yield to the beast. That is why we must not love the world. The knowledge of Christ will expunge us, will heal us from tendencies and from ability to love the world. Praise God. I don't love the world. I don't love the world. I don't love the world. Oh, I don't even know that I love the world. No, Christ. Christ will reveal to you your love of the world. When you love Christ, Christ will show you where you are loving the world. You don't need a preacher to come and tell you that you are a lover of the world before you know. No, just keep loving Christ. What does it mean to love Christ? Keep learning him. Keep learning his laws, and you are learning his laws, you are doing his laws. Everything is bare and open before him. He will express it to you. You will know. And when he sits on an issue, you will know that you cannot move further until that thing is dealt with. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the knowledge of Christ will deliver us, or is the antidote against this, or the kingdom of the world. Praise God. Now, what is the antidote for the beast? The everlasting knowledge, the kingdom of God, or the knowledge of God, the knowledge of everlasting life. The knowledge of everlasting life will deliver us from the beast, from the dragon. Praise God. So you see, when we are learning everlasting life, you know what they are stalking us with? They are stalking us with knowledge that can overcome the dragon. We should not play with it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need revelation of God. And we began to see that in this study, we began to see that the agenda of Satan. Satan has an agenda. What did I say? Those are the objectives of the kingdom of Satan. He has an agenda. What is the agenda? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Praise God. To kill, to make you flesh, is to steal from you. Hallelujah. To make you carnal is to steal from you. Anytime
I'm expressing carnality or flesh warmth. What is happening to me? I'm being stolen from me. Something is being stolen from you or being taken from me. Life. Is it that he wants to use the life? He can't even use it. How many of us know that the life of Christ that is inside of us, Satan cannot use it? For what? He can't. He doesn't need it, but he doesn't want you to use it. Because he knows that by you having it, you will judge him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's not interested in using it, but he's just making sure that we don't use it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the agenda of Satan is to make us flesh, is to kill us, steal, kill, and to make sure that we are perished. We are good for nothing. Man is good for nothing but for perishing. But God is delivering us. Hallelujah. Say, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You will have life and we have it what? More abundantly. Praise the Lord. Does that not tell us about Christ and what? Everlasting life. Christ is life. And having it more abundantly is what? Everlasting life. Praise God. That's the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Satan has an agenda, but God has an agenda. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are overcoming. Can you tell somebody? That's the way out. We have a way out. There is a way out. There is a way out. There is a way out. The fact that Satan has, you know, arranged himself with principalities, powers, might, powers, and dominion, you know, spiritual wickedness in high places, doesn't mean that God will just sit down and leave us like that. No. God is not defeated, Daddy. Thank you, sir. God can never be defeated. The agenda of God must be fulfilled. You see this life? A people will have life. You don't understand. A people will have life. Meaning, not just have life, oh, they will live life. Life would be when you touch them, you know that you have touched life. Praise God. And not just that, a people will have life more abundantly. That's the agenda of God. Abundant life will fill the earth. There will be abundant life. Is it after people has had? That's why don't joke with Christ. Because it's when you have life that God can trust you with abundant life. If you don't have life, abundant life will not come. Praise God. You know, there is temptation that, okay, everlasting life. Don't even assume you are in everlasting life. I am not in everlasting life. The fact that we are hearing the issue of everlasting life, I am not in everlasting life. Praise God. Because there are still causes in Christ, in charity, that we are still struggling with. Maybe you have overcome. You have done that perfectly. I know. I still have causes in Christ I have not completed. Does that mean that the agenda of God will not be fulfilled? No. No. You see, God will not wait for us. Oh. I hope you know. God won't wait for us. They have a plan. They have a timeline. God doesn't work with our own timeline. He doesn't. He cannot. We cannot restrict God and say, God, we are not ready. We are not ready. Please, come when we are ready. No. No. God has a plan. But he will make sure that a people have life. We will have life. And not just life. Not just life. We will have life more abundantly. We have abundant life. That's a building. You know, when we're talking about building, people think about maybe structure. It's life now. When you have life, you are built. That's how they are building us. They give us life. To become the house of God is a house of life. Life. Meaning that Satan is against us having life. That's why we have warfare. Spiritual warfare. Fighting us. They must not have life. They must not have life. Then they must not have abundant life. Praise God. But we shall overcome in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. How are we going to overcome that? We must be spiritual minded. Can we say that together? We must mind the things of the Spirit more than ever before. We must think the thought of Christ. Our minds must not think Africa magic. Praise God. We must mind Christ. Not just mind Christ. We must do, we don't, somebody that's minding Christ is doing Christ. We must mind spiritual things. When you are minding spiritual things, you are doing spiritual things. And what next? We must also be transformed. Meaning that we must be conformed by what we are hearing. It's not enough to have knowledge in our mind, but it's good to come to the point of doing it. When you do something, you become, you have given God the right way to put a stamp in your body that you have been claimed by God. Praise God. Obedience must increase. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must yield to Christ and we must yield to everlasting life. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm just happy that despite all the warfare that is waging against us, the wiles of the enemies, heaven is giving us victory. Hallelujah. We have victory. Amen. What is the victory? We have victory. God is giving us way out. We should be minding the things of the Spirit. And we should what? Learn how to transform our mind. Learn how to give ourselves to become that which we are hearing. And as we are doing that, we are becoming a house of God. This is the way to overcome the warfare. Because if you don't walk, you will be trapped by what Satan has arranged against us becoming the house of God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
By the new and living way. We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us via WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you. Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated Father.